So I had many jobs, many jobs. If you're an artist, musician in the United States, there's a very good possibility you're going to have to work a lot of jobs, and I had many people. One of the ones that has proven to be the most influential for my material is I worked a couple years in a bar in upstate New York that was a crack bar. During the day, blue-collar guys, but at night, they would pretty much supply the city of Syracuse with cocaine and crack cocaine. If Night of Living Dead, it was kind of like, bar-wise, if Night of Living Dead had a Cheers, this was this place. Cheers had Norm, we had Abnorm. You get the idea. Sam, we had Son of Sam. Right. So, anyway, and shit would happen. There was all kinds of stuff that would happen every night. Every night, people. I look back at it now, but I'm amazed. But, you know, being a recovering drug alcoholic myself, these are my people. I trust these people. I do. I do trust them more than most politician cops or lawyers that I know. So anyway, the first night that I worked there, a fight broke out, and I went to call the cops. And the owner of the place, Tony Cereal, hung up the phone and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm calling the cops." He says, "We do not call the cops here. We handle it internally. And if you can't handle it internally, then you can't do the job." So I had to figure out ways. You're always thinking about how to keep the violence down. I was checking guns. I used to check Uzis. I used to check knives. This is all true, people. My wife's best friend got her purse stolen there. So you were always constant. So a woman came in one night. She was very, very nicely dressed. She had the Gucci, the Versace, and the Chanel. And I knew that she had stumbled into the wrong place, and I had to get her out of there. She ordered a Brandy Alexander. This was not a drink that we made. This is a shot in a beer joint, and mostly 7-Up, quite frankly, because they were doing Coke, so they didn't drink a lot. But anyway. So she ordered Brandy Alexander. I didn't even know how to make the fucking drink. I had to consult the Playboy Guide to Bartending. But I did, in fact, make her the drink, and I gave it to her. And she said, "I can't drink this." I said, "Why not?" She said, "You touch the ice with your hands. You have to use the ice tongs." And I'm thinking, really? Well, I don't even know if we got fucking ice tongs. But I went in back, and there was a kitchen there. And there in the fryer were some tongs. What are the possibility of her being in Stroudsburg tonight? Probably pretty slim. So I came back out, and I remade her the drink and gave it to her. I said, "You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm a little offended. My hands are very clean. I don't even use them when I go to the bathroom." She said, "Really? What do you use?" I said, "Well, the ice tongs."